We should be your best friend. You quer trabalhar. Só que o caminho é assim. Quando comete o hino, o soul and our progress, we're running out, but you know, we're struggling with resources. We are able to say to Mr. Treasury, the budget committee, we think this team is doing so well, achieving the objectives, is the reason why they're not getting the resources. But on the other hand, if you're not doing well, we could be your worst enemy as well, because we can't recommend that money be taken away from us and given to those who use it appropriately. But our main aim is not that. We are not a committee that is punitive by nature. Our work is to be able to say, we can stay here, are we spending, we think you will achieve objective, or if not, to alert you that you have made some plans to be able to push. Because in the main, we look at the budget of this committee, we want to see whether we are achieving the objective at 30%. We all know that one of the major issues currently is growing the economy, creating jobs, and I think most of the progress that the Department of Transport is dealing with will contribute in that direction. And therefore, it's a good for the committee to see exactly how you're doing in that regard. So, once you have made your presentation, I will allow honorable members to engage with you, ask questions, make comments, engage. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that as you leave here, we are also satisfied that indeed we will achieve our objectives and country going forward. And that as we engage with the process of medium and budget expenditure framework, we will be able to look at whether resources are being allocated. Correct. So thank you, Mr. Welcome. We are happy that you are leading the team yourself. So I will hand over to you to decide how you want to handle your presentation. I don't think we have any time limit to it, but please don't sit for 3 hours. so that there is time to engage, but otherwise you have the floor.
Thank you very much.
Just before that, I must assume that you know me. My name is Paul Mashatin, and I'm the chairperson of the Standing Committee on Appropriations. Since we didn't introduce ourselves, I'm sure all other members will start like that. I don't want to wait until you say, what that thing was sharing them. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And then lastly is the issue around the cost containment measure. Just excellent Deputy Minister and Honourable Member, the following the breakdown of the votes that the department has this year approved by Parliament. The total vote is for 8 billion. Participating into the following programs: administration, integrated transport planning, railways, road transport, civil aviation, that time, and public transport. And the breakdown is as is indicated. Mutaina wants to break it down to show expenditure of the economic strategy and how we will be spending this budget vote. If you look at the budget vote, almost 97% of the budget vote goes to transfer subsidies. These are transfers to our entities. In the railway space, it's a transfer to CRAPA and the railway safety regulator. In the road space, it's transfers to Sunrise, our entity that does roads. Transfers to municipalities and also provinces for the provincial road maintenance plan, which is commonly known as Chamba Song. And then the other transfer is transferred to municipalities. Remember, the Deputy Minister talked to the delay, but the delay is not necessarily delayed by the state and approved and scheduled to municipalities. It's for both public transport operations class and public transport infrastructure is this one. That's the one that funds primarily the integrated public transport from all the roads that in the Cape Town metro in my city. So that primarily all our transfers and tax fees. If we now break it down the program, Honorable Secretary, Deputy Minister and Member, you'll find on page 5, program 1, that compensation of employees represents 22% of the allocated budget. Goods and services represents the expenditure today, so represents 23%. Because administration does not have any entity linked to it. Primarily the transfers that we do under administration are primarily support to centers of development, higher institutions. In the Western Cape, we have the University of Stellenbosch and other universities that we support in terms of people of transport programs. So there are a number of institutions that we support, if we are to respond to the public needs in opening the month around taking employment opportunities, we want also to have a skills force to respond to the priorities as set out in the manifesto of the ruling party. The department has that responsibility to respond. We are responding to some of the issues in how to skill our people that So you will see that beginning to come up in the second form, the expenses of transfer. So one of the things we have to do this year, particularly in centers of development, the delays in the signing of the memorandum of agreement, because there are certain issues that we have to say we want to see that bringing in a huge pool of black houses in the areas of transport, so we can understand that the majority of the skills, particularly the engineering skills, is white and male, but also aging. So we want to bring them starting right as well. Want them to create continuity and stability in the center. So we have to change some targets and we have to make sure that the targets are indeed aligned with what we
need.
In terms of the two, we have spent almost 23% of our budget on competition of employees. We spent 6% on goods and services and 21%. And many people may want, the GM in the opening months indicated this as well. In quarter one, all of us across down. Quarter one was the election period. The second is that we as officials were waiting for the outcomes of the priorities that come out of the election to therefore align our budget with the results of the election, the priorities that came out of the election. And that's what the primary NUC will come back to report on the progress from quarter three. As a result of the alignment that we've done, in achieving aligning with the election policies of the ruling party, we'll then see a huge increase, because now we begin to award an area that we need to award contracts, in our contracts in line with our priorities. And therefore you see a total program. The expenditure on goods and services is relatively low. But in program row we can say, you see there is a distribution thing. It says that in this case there is no comment, but in terms of the comments on quarter one, on achieving the targets we've achieved, this program is spending at about 35% of achieving of its targets for us that is too important. Therefore, we are looking at getting to each to achieve at least on average over 90% of this land time.
I'm more than three. You see now, as I said, in terms of cluster, or in terms of the real branch, you can say almost half the amount that's meant to be transferred over the entire year. The reasons are three. One is that in the context of the agreed and approved new railway or logistical program, there is commitment that funds that we need to honor, and that's what's happening now. So in line with that, that money has been put up. But secondly, that Vata has embarked on a program to lead to all the signaling systems in the key operating regions. We are counting one and two loops that needed to be done so that by the time the new road stop comes in, signal system is ready and penetrate the new road stop. Because key to train railway operations is your signal system. To then reduce your headways. Headways being the time between train movement. So, in the current environment, majority of the people in the Western Cape will not use railways. In the current environment, you find that our headway could be around what, 15 to 18 minutes. But with the new program we're bringing in, we're reducing that to 5 to 7. So the key is to say, you want people moving, and the ability to get the column working to the function of the ability of getting people moving, but also getting people working. And so people do not just wait late, therefore you do not delay the production process. So that's what you see. So that's being the second program. But the third program is the revamping of the existing rolling stock. Because the first set of trains is not going to come now this year. It's going to come, the intention was to come in the first quarter of 2016. Because that's what the target is. And therefore, between now and 2016, we truly have only been working. We need to have a working public transport system. So, that 50% is premised on making sure that we address those 50 areas, engaging our staff for being available and so on. And then we also see in terms of goods and services, we spent a tiny amount, but we also remember before that there's a huge problem that the Department of Transport is undertaking on the feasibility of the global rail corridor. We as a department, along with our sister departments, undertook a feasibility study of building a railway line. So what is the best solution to deal with the challenges and the number of accidents that are happening on the infamous Molokyo Road? That work was done jointly by ourselves, Treasury, DGI, provinces, the three provinces, the municipalities through which these things are happening. And the results of the study indicated that the best possible way, of course, as the backbone of that corridor would be the railway. So, of course, you want to maintain, you have to maintain other public transport operations, both in the taxis, buses, and so on. So, you are not going to displace those two public transport services, but key to making sure dealing with the challenges of that is the railway. So, Prasa will now establish what we call a project implementation management office to then take further what we call from TA2 and up. We've got treasury approval, which is what we call TA1, and we've gotten that there are certain elements that treasury wants us to tie in this thing, and that's what we are. But by and large, those are the key programs, the key essential items. In the red branch. In terms of program 4, the
in other consensus with Johann Stelzer in the first court, 162 millionaires of teenagers. Teenagers is the system that manages our card registration and all those things. So they spend overspend 162 million, but there are chance, of course, I'm sure many members understand that the president earlier this year, the quarter this year, signed the confirmation to look at this kind of issue. So this issue is being looked at by the FN. So that what has happened, and therefore we will be moving from the location. In terms of Northwest and housing, I'll ask the CFO to start to explain, but what has happened on that? As a result of an implementation of South and Treasure, enforcing provinces to perform in the delivery of the provincial roads management, the roads maintenance plan, is that in some instances we withhold money to force provinces to really perform. Because if you do not withhold any money, they will think it's business as usual. And then our view is that we've got to agree on programs. If they do not perform, we will hold money for them to come back in the line and improve their performance. What we've seen over the past 3 years or so is a huge improvement by provinces in the delivery of the agreed infrastructure as per the DORA grant. And that they agreed. How do you make that edge on this grant resource of the project?
My name is Kwele Zetwa, Chief Financial Officer of the Standard Transport. The 360 billion is quite a simple one, in the sense that for the money that we give to for provincial road maintenance plan, we expect provinces to come back to us and report on the evaluation of what has happened before we can release another grant. So what has happened is that they have not asked yet the conditions to spend the DORA grant. We hold it back for some time and after that we release it. So we have in the first quarter 360 million that we want to go Northwestern housing, but they have shipped yet the conditions and the money was released. So that's the other mechanism that we use in the DORA management framework.
Thanks. I think it would much emphasize the use of that mechanism. But the use of that mechanism, we find that provinces will not spend within one the next tranche. But the reality of the matter is the money is there for them to spend on construction of roads. And if you are not spending on construction of roads, we will withhold to force you to do. But there is a huge improvement, I must say, as Chapter 7 on the road. That's what we can and they that improved with respect to that. In terms of program 5, which is the aviation plan, you see in terms of communication employees, again, we spent 22% year to date because of the first one, so we offset it from 5% to 2%. Short form. But then we have 16% expenditure in terms of proposed service. Our ratings that they only align the priorities with the priorities, the channel of the manifesto. All of us know that all the priorities have been formed part of the medium term strategic framework that approved. I don't know if they have been approved, but that's part of the medium term strategic framework that's done to align all of us around what is the of our government. Again, as I said earlier on, the other expenditure by this program last year was purely the result of one thing. It was savings from the construction of the Tatarani Airport. Tatarani Airport was constructed at the cost of 140 five, then 4 million. The invitation was 160. You spend gratitude for the rest of them went back to national prison because the families are paid the contract one time. So that was the only single item that resulted in massive financing. Other than that, hostels, that's what I understand. But really, that was happened. But second, you therefore had the issues around the national airport development. This is a plan, Honorable Shepherd, remember, that seeks to categorize airports. And in how I would want to explain it is to explain in the following fashion. There are certain airports who may want to provide a service, you call it fit for purpose service, who have no interest to compete and to fly, and they have aircraft that may want to fly additionally. Fit for purpose. I'm trying to explain this to the GM. I use an astral, if you're a farmer that has an astral, or you're somebody that has a gay farm. His interest is to test, or her interest is to test, first into the gay farm. The interest is not by any way to like people like Howard Sandler. So you've got to create that structure and say, if you have an astral for that purpose, how do you manage to control? So you don't want it to reclassify the nature of airports, special cell rooms, and all those sort of things. But by saying something, you have an airport that's like border for all the people. They have no interest in flying the region, but they do have an interest in flying to the region. So they do not compete with one time, but they want to fly into the certain region. So how do you regulate it? How do you categorize that? I've used Robert because I'm based in Robert. I would say it's the next step of the fourth other airport. We have an airport called the Rent Airport. Rent Airport does not want to be on the board. It will never be on the board. But the airport that provides a particular service or a particular type of aircraft. And then you have all these types of aircraft, so you go to categorize. But they also come with age, which means management, change. And therefore this plan is fixed computer. But we now are beginning to move on because it's a key plan and how we organize it. Airport infrastructure is key in both integration as well as in making the sales or the future around commerce. And then in terms of problem six, and the classification of program 6. Program 6 is our maritime transport. Again, in the program, you realize that we have understood with the services. I think we read that the numbers are saying what that is really. But in terms of computation of employees, we spent this 4% understand the terms of transfer and subsidies. The key transfer and subsidies for maritime are to our international fees for the International Maritime Organization, IMO. And of course, we're also members of the Indian Ocean. And therefore, that's where we interact and participate. But generally, the expenditure in this program is also going to cover because one of the key expenses on this program is what we do on prevention of pollution and the issue of salvage. If any ship goes aground in our shores or in our community exclusive zone, it is the responsibility of the Department of Transport to make sure first that ship doesn't pollute our waters, ourselves and the Department of Environmental Affairs. Then do what is called combating. In our case, our role and responsibility is prevention. GR's role is then combating of pollution. But then the other role that we do is in Department of Education and Service. That will show an increase in the in the next quarter. And that's what's primarily the expedition happens on maritime culture. And those are key expenditure actions for this problem. In terms of program serving to our public and transport program, the program is in its expense capacity in the line. But one interesting area is as DCM talked opening the mic earlier on, is the issue around transfers and transit. Because a bigger chunk of what this program transfers goes to the facilities the public transport infrastructure systems and public transport operation. And the alignment of the financial areas between ourselves and the municipality is affecting not the same. So in what is our end of first quarter, it is the beginning of the financial year that when we transfer. So if we provide the information that are understood when we announce, and the DM says this is based on our full payment schedule between ourselves and the respective municipalities. You'll see the breakdown in the last slides of the presentation. So the program is of course not spending much as it should on national equipment, but it's also a function of our abilities and of personnel. But yeah, those are the key issues, but the next issues is the issue around compensation of employees, which I think is standing in line with the program for the 24% when all of us are traveling. The following slide provides a clear picture or a clear picture in terms of the breakdown of what the transfer has been. In terms of the provincial road maintenance grant, which is commonly known as Amazon, we have a budget of 9 billion. We've expended 2.04 billion, which is about 22% of the amount. In terms of public transport operations grant, 1.25. On the infrastructure and systems grant, which in the second quarter you will see a huge difference, we haven't transferred, including the issue around the network. The rural road assets management, we have just also appointed, you see a remarkable change and improvement. Then the following, therefore, are the transfers for what we call our public entities and agencies. So this is what the breakdown is. In terms of transfer, transfer to almost 3 billion, the relationship to the regulator will transfer the entire sum is 1 million, and the rest of cost is equal transfers over the 10, which is 25% transfer again, on the transfers to what we refer to Texas, the non-profit institution, the South African National Security Council, University Saving Council. You remember earlier on the set, in the case of universities and Saving Council, which we call Centers of Development, we haven't transferred any money, but we finalized the memorandum of understanding between myself on certain titles that now you will be a key in the attainment of the priorities of the ruling party and manifest. So that is the version, but you will see a huge improvement. International organizations, every department of transport, we are a member into a number of multinational organizations under the United Nations. The International Maritime Organization, which stands on the issue of maritime. We have the International Civil Aviation Organization, which is called ICAO. It's an organization that has a department that member of, but we regulate on everything that is aviation from infrastructure asset owners to open the site. So that's the way we affiliated, that's what we said. In that part. So in trying to summarize that, again, we want to repeat that the condition of grants to municipalities abated in the second quarter, which is first line, which is aligned with the financial year. Secondly, we've cut it off 51% of the amount to PASA. We transferred the entire amount to be very safe to as our payment schedule. We have transferred payments to Ocean Evaluation Authority and Maritime Risk Coordination Center. Cape Town is the seat of our work with the MRCC Center. South Africa is the responsible party under our agreement with the International Maritime Organization to coordinate rescue efforts from Southern Africa government and all our. And all our efforts and activities are coordinated from this center in Cape Town. So that's the responsibility which is charging on behalf of South Africa, Africa, and international community. The tax exempting allowance issue we talked about five education institutions, and last of course, our membership to this. And then the next slide, one of the numbers, is that for the provincial breakdown of the application for the current financial year. Last is that we as a department transferred and what provinces have spent in the quarter or the year. The next slide therefore also talks to the public transport operations and P2G. Also transferred to provinces and you see it's 4.8 billion of transfer, 1.2 billion of that, and provinces have already spent 1.2 billion. So that's the 96%. And of course as you said the capital sheet approach that ourselves and Delta are using in getting municipalities and the provinces to spend is helping. The following, the next slide, is really an indication of what has been said, the plans that we have in dealing with the design adaptation that ourselves, FRASA, and our aid entity are going to spend between now and the next 5 years. So that's what we have. What I would do is just indicate in short what the key areas are. One is really facing capacity for overdraft. I'm sure you see that 7% of budget of the department is through FRASA subsidy. And that we've got to have a massive overhead function for our entity. So one of the things we do is taking over the knowledge of the railway across the department, particularly in the area where there is need for oversight. The department has 12 entities that it oversees, and therefore you have massive responsibility to make sure that this entity meets first the government strategic objectives. Translate those strategic objectives into either the corporate plan or the strategic plan. So there's that symbiotic relationship between what are government's strategic priorities, what are our priorities, and how they're going to win. And so we have a partner across the department over the functions. FRASA has, of course, as the biggest raised, approved, has its corporate plan approved, part of the corporate plan. With the key infrastructure delivery program identified in it and put in to the achieve. And then there's a plan that covers the 5-year signaling program. As I said, the number, it's at the key of hitting area. Yeah, what is called the very selection of the students. They have them in the tutorial, I mean, primary and children. So you have them one in two system, system and that. And then have the currently going is the Western Cape, which is in Cape Town. Then have another one going in Cape. So this is, this is primary level. So this is what I think interest you, sort of more than that, but raise yourself of the new level and stuff. And then as you said, in terms of plans for improving, the next slide, plan for improving student admission, because that's only that one kind of program that we have. So there would not be any, because on the basis of what they then have done is to really be in line with the rest of the other program. Can I please, you know, ask the CFO to talk to and add on the other areas, because I know I'm in North Africa quite a lot, but he will come in and talk to one issue around cost containment, but add to the area that I may have, I may have missed, if CEPAS will be done.
On the issue of spending, I think the CTS and we get from most of them, I think what we need to do is to look at what the committee has asked, which is the implementation of what is called cost containment measures, and for the National Calendar Infraction Notes that we issued for 2014, which was intensive at the beginning of this calendar year. The main one thing how we engage in consultants and the budget that we spend on consultants, and we then put in measure that before we can engage in consultants, we must actually start with what is called the analysis to understand whether the partner hands are interested. But over the period, we have been able to understand for the change of the financial year going forward through the medium term, we will be reducing spending on consultants by about 7% per year, in line with making sure that much more of the work is done by the people that we have, and we can get issues out in this case. We also looked at the different elements that we must in line with the GSA guidelines, the Lasagna guidelines, where possible. And we moved like the head of government to the system of professional foundation at Harvard and the state of the regulation transfer business issues. We also asking some federal authorities if there is what the government will have done in the local. On parallel assistance, of course, the first class is covered, totally in an hour a week, and the question on who covers on this class, and what kind of vehicles are had as well. It will get the domestic air conditioners in the future, in line with the guideline of the assistance. And we try to also increase the number of officials that cover. The next one is for the budget, which is also in the challenge events. What we have done in that regard as well is to make sure that much more of the meetings that we just normally think we have for are done our week, and where possible, less events and more what we get, more than 4 months. In line with the personal as well, I'm going to share with you and the social functions that we should do in our way. The immediate measure that we have taken, as the CT expressed, has been around the show impact. The things that we went from here, we negotiated the previous year, for we cannot watch. And we have in the definition to the other have in each in the group my that we in general department of course have issued the regular booking results and the group says one per for money we can get the sent out in compliance with the group. I think I will tell you to the station up as that, but what we are seeing is a legal decision that is that will call also as ample and that can sell now to the station process. I think we
thank you very much, the team, the team for the presentation. The honorable member has quite a lot of information that we have received as a department. And as the deputy minister indicated that we're going to see a lot of improvements in the second quarter, so we are looking forward to that. Let me ask the honorable members how you want to go through this. There are various programs that NDG went through, but in particular to deal with the issues that we wanted most people to have on the issues of rape. That's the real mission. Of course, we take measures. So we have to look at how we can manage given the time that we have. Of course, I'm sorry if we don't exhaust that there will be other opportunities in the future to deal with that. Okay, you want to listen?
Thank you for having me today. Thank you for our community and the team for this very informative information that is important, and we appreciate the team for our
Honorable Madoc has shared them with us so that when they respond to the
what makes it difficult for us to share is that what is missing here, we don't know what was the department projection for implementation in 2017 or 1997. that question is supposed to be sanitized to them. You know, it makes it easy if you know what was the first issue. Of course, the sanitary to say, you start to put a line, transfer, you throw my food, and start to put a line. I feel easy that we look at the thing as coming down and understand. Over the same reason. Maybe I want to say, there's an indication that there is under expenditure because of the cost that was not paid. And I know that the government is testing around the issue of the capacity. If now people were budgeted, what is the reason for them not being budgeted? Maybe we can get it or whether the department really needed those particular posts. If they are there, not paid. Well, the chair around the issue of the content safety, we are glad to hear that on the cost of payment measures, also the issue of the content for the then to reduce them. But if the department can share with us, how much is the department spending on content? And in that expenditure, is there anything transferred to the staff out of the usage of the contract? For if we raise out the issue of the contract, we know that there are things that are leading in the staff spending the time to take the issues forward. The other one shared before me. Transfer and prostitutes. I can see under expenditure, 1%, 24.1, and the reason you indicated the Department of Higher Education has been and it is not clear who's supposed to put over the invoices. Because if you can only spend 1% on the circular ending, where did you get the invoice for that 1% to pay off? Because you tell your team because of the invoice that you don't pay. And also on the government forms, one is the over exchange of 339%. Where did the department get the extra 139% to spend? Mind you that this is the first quarter, even that 100% is not supposed to extend because we are expecting 25% to be spent on this one. And you see on food and services, 339%. And I'm not sure also what was the provision that time to say what was the plan to the department to spend in the particular time of this or on the issue of I don't agree with the fact that because of the election, maybe there was a talk on the implementation, waiting for the policy priorities of the ruling party when it comes, because already the NDP was there already. It has put some priorities they show on. I don't think that when elections are coming, we stop implementing and then we wait for the next coming administration and then we start again. Maybe this is my own interpretation, but the way the acting director was saying that we have to wait and so that we are aligning with the government policy priorities. I don't really agree on this one because we had the State of Nation meeting of this year by the President, which is a policy that was coming from the High Office, as well as the NDP that is there, as well as the previous 5 priorities of the government for 2009. And the government has never deviated from the particular priorities that we had. I don't think we can stop so the shape of China is in the task waiting for. Because we are going to incorporate and make it a big plan, but continuing with the project that we are supposed to be. Also, also said, I think it's a lot of overextending charges. And around the issue of the transfer for another term, I'm one that will be transferring the local average period that is taking place on the 1st of July. Because the 1st of July is the first month for local government to implement the process. It will give them already when they are starting their process. It means to say that they must sit out and plan for the money that is giving them in July. My view that the first the financial year for the local government, it starts from the 1st of July and ends in June. So it means to say that they have to pay the money before they start, so that when they play, they can, they are sure that they do have the money. But it will give them in the first. That's why we see under expenditure in local government, because to me, I feel that it's a late permission to the local government. And I'm also worried about the rural growth, investment, management, everything that goes in the rural area, it's so slow. Nothing has been transferred. You know, if you go to the big rural areas where we come from, you know the roads are terrible. The roads are terrible. If we don't prioritize the issue of the rural roads, I think we are going to have a challenge with this thing by the process, because people are complaining about it. You know, when you go to Nigeria, the rural communities are in change. It's so difficult to go there. And politicians, you know, we grasp it. Sometimes it's difficult even to go there. But if there's, in the first part, I think it's that it's not so hard to check it in when you are talking about friends. How is your plan? When you plan, how is your plan? Do you plan the way that you're going to implement or spend the money that you have been appropriated to the department? So we talk to all those particular matters. And yeah. And Chair, I'm not sure here on the like for public transport operations, the grants to the provinces. They are spending 100%. But what was the plan for the department? Was this plan that they spend 100%? Over 100%, but I know 100% is something that can come. But what is the plan of the department? Because as I indicated before, our difficulty is that we don't know what was the project. We say that this was the plan, and this is what we achieved. To see whether you have overspent or overspent to what you planned for, or you understand to what you planned for. So maybe if you can clarify the question, maybe our community can be maybe
yes, let me welcome Honorable Minister. We did get your apology for acceptance, and we are happy that you are, because I did say earlier to the team that it's the first time we meet in this term. In fact, this is the second time. Our first meeting was in education last week. But also that your department is the first to bring both the ministry and the teams. So you get some points from us. And also you gave us all the information we have. Honorable members, can I suggest that maybe you will get more additional response, so don't seek to exhaust everything. What I would do that if we can ask the first round of questions, allow the team to respond, and I'll come back again. And it might help if we just go by categories. We have them to formulate responses. There are issues around the rate, civil administration, and then cost containment measures. If we take that in that category, then we can exhaust that part, then let them respond and come to the next one, the three main areas. I know that some areas might overlap, but I'm trying to ensure that because if each member goes through all the things that you want to deal with at a time done with all of you, you are 2, 4, 6, 8, I might have gone well above an hour before they respond. So that made the engagement very helpful. So whenever my doctor will also get it, has to come back. Can I suggest we deal with it that way? The first thing that the DC does, particularly about issues of brain, you can deal with issues of extension generally, but also we go up the way and start civilization and also contain measures. We didn't especially want to deal with that today, but you can also deal with that. And it might be helpful that it's functional. So I get your opinion. Okay. We should take this. The field does move. As members of the community and the minister, we can indicate who's going to respond to what direction. I think this is the one who did the bulk of the presentation. But there may be issue that somebody in the team is better placed to respond to.
Yeah, I noticed another presentation being given by Frost. And if that's close to the alliance of railways, perhaps we should have made a question on railways with that participation as well, because they're related topics. Just a suggestion.
Were you planning to deal with this strategy? Something else about this history because of this. But it's an admission. So use it for reference. What the DG was saying, you can find it in. So there's no other presentation. Okay, Honorable Mr. Roland, are you on the floor? Or should I pass you for now?
I can carry on.
Okay, on the floor, and then we follow the Honorable Finch, and then we'll be followed by Honorable Sheikh Umar and Honorable Maklata.
Good day everybody, my name is Alan McLaughlin, I'm a member of this committee and a member of the Democratic Alliance. I would like to thank the chairperson and welcome the Minister and the Deputy Minister here today. We're honoured. It's the first time we've had a Minister and a Deputy Minister come brief us, and I think that speaks to the high regard and high level of the agenda, so I thank you for that. I have a few questions around the mayoral situation. I had a brief look through the presentation on Friday earlier today, and just in relation to that, I see there are a lot of plans afoot to try and improve the whole rail situation, and I agree fully that it needs to be improved. During the course of last year, I had occasion to visit a few of the railway stations in my municipality when I was still in local government, and the condition by trying to their operators. The stations have not been maintained for many years, so they're in a total state of disarray. It's dangerous, in fact. It's a dangerous assumption because there's electric cables that are connected in the wrong places, in the wrong way. It's quite a frightening.
Why don't you mention the areas so that they're
so this is on the line between Johannesburg and Brianton, the other one is in the Gulf, among the societies in the Gulf. And specifically in the areas of Redan Station, and there's only the stations to the north and south of Redan Station, which is about midway between Johannesburg and they seriously need looking at and upgrading. I think that's one of the reasons why we have this problem that people don't want to lose the railways anymore because of the state infrastructure. So the question of, are we putting the cart before the horse? If the infrastructure were better, if we had promotion of the railway system, if people felt safe traveling railways, I'm sure they'd use the railways far more readily. Well, not just for passenger transport, I'm thinking wider people as well, freight coverage, because if we had more freight going on the rail, we'd have less congestion on our road, and the road would last much longer, but there'd be fewer tracks on it. It's a knock-on effect right through. And I think if we can really concentrate on building our rail system, that's why I welcome it. I really
have a concern when I see, for example, we spent already 50% of the value transport budget in the first quarter. I know there's reasons for it. If this begs the question with me, if we keep on this spending at this rate, where's the rest of the money going to come from? And do we have any plans to put these funds? We have huge overspends in some areas of performance in the first quarter. I know to an extent it's covered by the underspend that happens, but a lot of it needs to be funded from something. And we don't have fiscal space to move it. Where are we going to get this money? If railway, for example, was to become a profitable venture and attract enough customers and clients, it would work. So I would just ask that we're very cautious about the way we approach this, especially in appointing the staff and the monitoring staff. Because I see through here we have this tendency to say, well, we'll blame this, we'll blame that, we'll blame the other. For example, to me, it's totally unacceptable to blame. We're waiting to see what the ruling policy for us is, so that we can line that. With all due respect, the ANC has had a manifesto for 20 years already. It hasn't made that much. There must be a plan in place that should have been followed right through. It may need to increase in line with the same that we started. We can't just say, well, we were waiting for that to happen and we didn't do anything. But there needs to be consistency for us. Thank you.
Okay, another thing.
Thank you. Honourable Minister, before you write this compliment was directed, have been directed at the Honourable Deputy Minister and calling on my right to the ruling party who would put yourself to be included in this compliment. The presentation that was presented by the acting technical presentation is enough information for us to ask this question, and I have many questions, so I'm going to now have to heed to the instruction of the Honourable Chairperson that we deal with it at the later stage. But I'd just like to just constantly raise a few issues that help us in this presentation. I notice, and it's not only in this department, that there is also now an acting DG. Now they are acting personnel, so in most of the portfolios, department. So that's the one issue. The other issue is a statement made by the Deputy Minister that this is in line with the priorities of the ruling party, not the elected. I thought it would have been the priorities of the government, so just talking with that one. Then, with regards to program number 7, that's your public transport. I'm concerned about that because that is the transport that is used for specific for public. I noticed that the spending for services is only 11%, so that would be a concern. The fact that 11% is in public transport. That's the one issue that I would like to talk about. And then, I'm specifically about the area where I come from, public transport, and my colleague needed to the information given that transfers were slow. In a Portisbane area, that bus, the BRT system, that has been going on for, I think, about 3 years. So it is a problem, it's creating problems, so I just like to comment on why that is taking so long. That's all. I would like to talk about these points. So thank you.
We can come back later.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, and welcome to the talk we have had from you for a while. Let me first of all thank the Minister, the Deputy Minister, and the entire team for the well-documented presentation. I just want to emphasize that the purpose here, like the Honourable Chair has said, is not to find fault, but in order to work together so that we can improve what we have to do and we can serve and deliver the people of this country. That is what the purpose of this. I'm going to start off by asking one question that, in terms of the first quarter, I hear about all the expenses, but what I'd like to know is just that in terms of the strategic plan that we have had, how far have we gone in terms of implementing the first quarter plan instead of what we have already spent? I see the issue he makes, and I want to ask a very specific question, and it might be due to misinformation, I'm not sure. Does he make it belong to the Department of Transport or Government, or is it an outsourced organization for the Ministry of Government? My understanding is that, and I may be corrected, that he makes it is managed by an outside source or a consultant of the nation. I'm not sure, and I believe that all that price information in the hands of somebody outside, but that is one of my concerns. The other thing is, and I'm not going to go too based on what the Honourable Chair said, there are some overspending in several areas which I'm very concerned about, given the fact that we are protesting only in the first quarter, but some of them have gone exceptionally high, and I'm not sure where we can get money from, where money has been obtained in order to be able to send this kind of money. I really don't know where we are going to get from. The other thing is that I will talk about, I see that 197% has been spent on lease pay and donation. And that is a very big worry for me, because if that is what we expect in the first quarter, we've got another 3 quarters to go, and to what extent are we going to need a lot more money to lease and donation? In terms of capacity and vacancies, I would see that yes, we are doing a good job in spending money there. But there are some various vacancies, and if you could just enlighten us as to what your plans are today. And the last one is, what are the plans, or what are you doing, what measures are going to be put in place to ensure that, like higher education and things that do not provide you with all the information, you're not able to pay, not able to pay for it. What are you doing to ensure that they do a time measure that you can be able to perform your functions without any or being able to do it in a successful manner, so that when you come here, you know, it is not as a result of somebody else not compliant. And I would like you at the last, when the next time we meet, of course, not to hear again the election that is my question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me welcome the presentation for the activity. I have some questions that I would like to discuss very soon. The first one is in question one. They understand on the further specifications that especially in higher education. Yes, in fact, like you are saying, that the delay in the city is getting worse. When we were presenting, you said there was a delay in signing the number. Now, I'm not really sure which one was it. If really there was a delay to the signing of the city, it could be a delay. Because as of now, that was it. The second one is in continuation with regard to the nature, the overspending, which is this overspending for new financial year or from the accrual of the last financial year. Yeah, the same issue with regard to the treatment and donation. If as of now, in this first quarter, we are at 197%. At the end of the financial year, I think we will be far above the money that was committed for the donation. The last one, the question is with regard to the success of the policy. The problem is still to the others overspend their money. You know, whether they are using the education system from the property or where is this money coming from, so that they will overspend or demand the approval from the previous year that is damaged to the system.
Would like to see the that the feedback attached to the course has increased, so that we are able to determine the extent to which you are raising on the item that you're saying are targeted as a part of the change.
Thank you for the exception. Thank you for having this and explanation that I have for taking a conscience. I just want to say from the concept, Honorable Minister, that my friend at the corner and his side has a very good country. And don't worry about what he says. I want to say that in this country, we are looking for a fourth. So that we can cut the budget. We are looking for a good opponent so that we can cut the budget. So, throughout this 5 years, we'll be looking at this. I want to say to you, Honorable Minister, that the president has called for a radical change. And I'm not convinced in my mind that you can achieve those without changes, even with 18 people in the country. And I hope the next time you come, everybody will just employ and get and push. This is the same parliament where the head of state has called a particular way of thinking. We are living in this era. It is very unfortunate. A situation where we have got slow growth in the country. So things are not in our favor. And we want to show that we are alive in that economic climate that we are facing as a country. We need to be alive. And I hope, Minister, that the last time we had officially using the ruling party in the country, we have got a political issue. And we spend most of the time without the market. I hope that very well speak to your friend. I don't want to hear it now. I was at my own myself. I don't remember as the long that we are going to halt performance of the government. We never did that. So people, if they have got difficulty in doing this or that, they must not use the ruling party. You know, it is the only country in the world where you use the ruling party. In other countries, you don't use it. Can you get it? So please, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to use local government relations to this branch. We also have to be alive to the vision of government yourself. You deliberately identify job creation and poverty as a challenge that we are facing. So that must be seen by a department acting in a manner that can assist us in fighting that. Like, I just forgot the page right at the beginning. Somebody says, we don't see. Unless where we did not pay invoices were not there. After this episode, I would like to ask our research to our research units to actually research on the issue. You know, I'm not worried about the department coming to leave that issue, because you think that when, especially the small business, when they are not paid, they die a death. And when they do that, we are increasing poverty and unemployment. So we just put in the info. All the budget that we save up, putting a tight stamp up, giving us, we put in highly what we should have people going down the drain. And you must remember that when they actually go down the drain, they will change. It's what people who are getting, living from hand to mouth, that are actually going back home to see. And crime will never be able to control. So,
thank you, sir. And thanks for the welcome. Rather than all the new areas that
thinking is great. I'll be very interested in that. I think I said it lightly, but I want to see in that place. I know it will need more money. I believe that if we reach a lot of new areas with Cornita Lane, it will alleviate the problem of our old base solutions, which we consciously. So another comment, I thought we might, when we engage with Transform, we might also be interested in looking at, as the new strategic plans are called, which is new settlement patterns, other plans for new rail lines, particularly in this new area that are developing all over the country. But let's allow the minister to come in and see the deal with. Oh, before that,
that's what we're looking at towards this election. The old decision for the last and another function. Especially those that run through the rural areas, which would add to two very important things. One is boost transport through the rural area. You know that trucks and trucks and trucks go there to sugar cane and logs and other things. But also transport, commuter transport network facilities, the movement of people from rural areas to the areas. Because all of these are linked to areas of where it is possible, but they are now disruption. And I guess the color covers the little bit of a thing about that.
This very topic is going to be very interesting. Your response.
Thank you, and I just want to start again by submitting my apology for the late arrival. I'm sure the deputy minister and the official can hear them, but I witnessed the contest to my late arrival. And it speaks to what one of the members raised about the challenges that we face as South Africa to interconnect just with transport. You could know, you were one time an organizer, come from a village called Lekki in the northern city of Duma, going to supply something and didn't get the episode in the event. Primarily because of one of the biggest challenges that I'm sure the community is aware of, where for 4 months children have not been going to school in a community or communities in the northern city, demanding the road. And they believe that the call for no road, no school. And the parents saying that their children will not go to school because many times they go to school, they die on the road. Because the roads are not in a good condition. That doesn't seem to be the point raised by Honorable the position of the rural roads. And so I said, Honorable Sina's role is dumping to your role. And that committee that did a type of interest. She talked about tax, but I believe that it doesn't end with tax, it also speaks to interest. And I am just going not to go directly into the questions that you raised, but to speak to the point that relates to budget challenges. Chapter, you speak at length about rail, supported by one of the providers about rail also, and how rail could be less catalyst to improve on public transport, but in particular on rail. I'm sure you have seen the freight industry workers complaining about the length of time it will take if they have to put their goods on train, and that's why they rely on train, on those. You are correct, the Chairperson. Our stock and rail network is more than 50 years old. And those of, I would say the rail network is more than 100 years. The coaches is actually the ones that are more than 50 years old. We are busy, and I think that is the point that the minister and the officials we have been speaking to on the 30th, we did not manage to pass through Parliament and Cabinet policies and legislation related to rail infrastructure and other policies at the scholar campus. And we definitely had to wait, especially with the policy and legislation area, for the post-election framework. Not necessarily Honorable Sheila waiting for the ruling party, but because there was no much Parliament roles, and there was no way in which we would be able to process the particular legislation. It had to wait. There were quite a number of pieces of policies that we needed to pass through Cabinet. Some of them had gone to Cabinet, and due to some amendments and inputs from Cabinet members, it had to go back to be reworked on. The one other main instrument for department for transport was a National Transport Master Plan. It is also one of those policy and planning instruments that have been referred now to the PICC. And these are the things that actually would have made impossible to do some of the work that would have been anticipated to have been needed to have been done in the first quarter. Our road network is a very bad situation. 750,000 kilometers of road network in South Africa. What we are doing is just to almost like must turn 10 steps forward and 9 steps back, so it means you are taking 1 step forward. We are happy to indicate that 10% of our roads are in a very good condition, and those roads are under control. 10% of our roads are in what we would call good to fair, and those are under provinces and some would be in the district. But 60% of our roads are in what we would call fair to very poor. And this is the challenge that we are dealing with. We've got a backlog of about 149 billion rand. That I do believe that this committee, being that committee that has our interest, can call us on to come and present with regard to this 149 billion rand backlog. How are we going to deal with this backlog in the next 5 years? If the rate at which the allocations come in, and we know that someone was funded by the teachers at 86%, there's a belief that 20% must be underpaid. And then there's the provincial road maintenance grant, which also at 9.6 billion per annum does give an indication of the fact that it's grossly inadequate. We also know, and Jefferson, you have raised the issue, and I'll keep on going back to the with commuter rail and the long distance rail, the social domain. We share the rail network with Transnet, and I just want to indicate those who live in the network would know the challenge related to that particular dual arrangement. Where at times people are late because the trains are late, they've got to wait for the goods or freight goods to pass, and at times the conditions are just not good enough for the train. In the Western Cape, in March, the structure increased the tunnels. There was an outcry that do you increase the tunnels in the conditions in which the train are at the tunnels? Or do we wait like one of the parties or the stakeholders in society indicated, the labor union, that we would rather wait till the tunnels are improved and then attain a tunnel? But I want to say that the Department of Transport, as per the mandate of government, is finalizing the public transport plan. Because the strategy is in place, we will be finalizing the plan. And we are talking to, Jefferson, you said there's been any new rail except a house train. Yeah, the short kilometer coal line, the coal haulage line, and the bridge city network in KZN. But that is a drop in the ocean if you consider the network that is needed for passenger transport. But I also want to mention the challenge that Ghana is facing right now is that when the proceeds from Metro Bay, they are expected to cross-subsidize social domain. We have gradually, instead of investing over the years, instead of investing in the long distance rail network, we have literally closed down the branch line. And never put notes. As young people, I'm sure you're traveling by train to schools and different areas, those train lines don't exist anymore. Because of the fact that we didn't have the focus. And also, it's historic, like I indicated, more than 6 years of non-investment. The branch lines we are talking to, Honorable Gavaka, there is a strategy that we work on, and those are the branch lines that we're talking to the private sector to participate in, especially to make it possible that we can move. Or, like for example, you have your development of the mines in many of the remote areas, and yet the cost or the point of beneficiating the whole is somewhere else. So there is a need to invest in those metrics. The mining houses have made an appeal to say they can be partners in this particular initiative. Chairperson, with regards to the new development, be it for rail or roads, I believe that it is important that we allow the transport to participate, and I've made to the partners that we need to participate in the end use forums of finance parties, as well as of provinces, so that they sure that when development happens, they do attack in your first position related activity. Never raise questions about vacancy. I just want to indicate that we have advertised the post of the Director General. And it closed last week, and we are busy with the process to make sure that all the processes and verifications happen so that when we do the interviews, we don't have comeback from GPSA. And the issue related to job creation, you will know, Chairperson, that everything that we do, there is a requirement for localization. And that localization, as we speak under the rolling stock from Prata, is about 69%, but the target is 75%. We do believe that through the roads, the provincial road maintenance branch, that is also one of the initiatives that we use in labor intensive methods to build roads in provinces, and that creates all the necessary stock. Key natures. This is a nightmare, and I would believe, which needs another meeting. Because as we speak, they are between us as DOT and the contractor, the court cases and court cases visit each other quite every now and then. And it's one of those, like one of the methods indicated, is the system that contains all your information related to your driving of your vehicles. So it is important that we create the necessary space, because it is the one area that also creates the over expenditure that we always have. But I would want to say, with this US, without necessarily taking away from what the team would have responded to, I thought I needed to just bring these 2 points about public transport, the plan that we would be finalizing, and the need for us to ensure that we don't just focus on the safety management for integrated public transport network system, which we call BRT. The member who said for more than 20 years, I don't know, BRT has not been under consideration for 20 years. But that would be also some of the areas that we would want to deeply engage in, because we need to you, Chairperson, on our side as partners to be able to make sure that we can deliver on the efficient, reliable, sustainable, and affordable network for some of the country. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you. Taking this issue because they're dropping the use of consultants in areas where
there's still a chance to begin with it. But we're not enjoying the relationship with the world for a number of reasons. One is that we are talking in China, we have a better transportation. And then we shouldn't be able to stay in the world. Because we are talking very much faster than we want. But as ministers, if you were watching newspapers between June and July, we have seen a number of posts in the past. In the 2 months that we have done, over 100, I think, over a sizable number of posts, because we have to deal with handcuffs. That's usually so important, the stage to care for. But it's also a combination of the issues we're facing. One is that some of the posts are coming, especially even as a group of stress on a rolling year basis. That's the third number this year, and the next one, the next year. So some of the posts are in the structure, but not funded, but they are here as data. So that they should have our data, because they are in the structure. And therefore that is a mechanical issue. Indeed, it's affected. So that the chance that we are in the chance that local government is honorable and well qualified. You can't translate it into it. Because in the context of it being used in local government, they can't use it into it because it's scattered. So you've got to translate it sensitively, which is now the further out in our stage. So we can't answer any area, it has to go on the first of July or any day after the first of July. So it's a, we can't answer anything. They are in the plan. That's why we said it's very concerned to check the agree on the session. Therefore, it is on those things that we therefore transfer. I think on the rural road asset management, it's not necessarily we are, as the minister said, for us to know to achieve the condition of our network, the investment between our network, we are putting in the investment program. We appreciate in terms of contribution and responsibility. In fact, those are not as important for this part. But it is our business to make sure that those roads are the conditions that we want. And therefore, we say we are going to spend money in trying to get a rural road asset management program. To know where the challenges are, so that in the problems we have with provinces and municipalities, we are then pushing the challenges, what I think is the biggest challenge we have in municipal roads is rural roads. So for us, it's a smart action to respond to the challenge. The rural road asset management program is what will help us challenge. And so this is not an entire expenditure on road infrastructure, but this is an expenditure on an asset management program. That would help us. So that's what this is about. It's not entirely about explaining on the improvement of the road, like the one that the minister came from the school. No, the asset management program. We're in a position. So we're in a position to respond, because the key issue for us is we have limited resources, but how the charges respond must be informed by program. And so that's what we're doing that day. But once that data is in place, okay, then I need in a position to deal with that. I think to respond to the honorable Sheikh Imam on the military responding on the issue of community. I mean, how far we're going to implement it? I think the challenge that we're not asked to come in terms of schools program, we would have done that, so that we then see how we can improve the amount of money spent. I think the GM is attached to the essence of the government response. If in the next quarter we are asked them to bring your performance and your project performance as well as project performance, we then change the invoice on the basis of the delivery, then at least the performance will be. But on the basis of the performance of the first quarter, the 2010 million subsidies, of the 80-60 million subsidies of the first quarter, the neighborhood subsidies, there's huge room for improvement. In the context of the minister of pressure, we want us to get money. All of us want to get money. That's what we teach.
I'm not pleased that it's of the entire complete. That's the minimum that I'm a freedom. So there is that room for me. And I agree, I mean, it may not be the ideal situation, but that will be the ideal. The one thing I must add on here is, as the member said, one is that they are with no less than 4 concerts. We will continue to understand that by the last one, but we are finding a way to deal with it. We need to find a way and we will solve it. I can tell you because that this will be the only over extension for the day only. The next quarter will not be there. After that, I ask the first chief financial officer the problem here is that we need to postpone to the
I think that the first one that we must deal with is the 157%.
Those are the subsidies of program 1 as well.
where people are saying the Russian one, which NCT sent in, is not Department of Higher Education, but the fourth higher education institution. It's Northwest University. It's one University of Technology. It's the University of Johannesburg. It's the University of KwaZulu-Natal, the University of South Africa, and the University of Stellenbosch. Only twice the University of Technology has been asked at that time. The guild asked for 101,000 for the, but all the others have not been that at that time. It's that amount. So over a period, we do agree with them on how the money is. The other issue around whether the skill transfer as part of the whole process of value for money, we do have some skill transfer and we do monitor that over the period of time that the CG has already alluded. Thanks for the questions. $152 million was in the previous year. For that, as I said, about 14 million a month, so we would have had about a month of the previous year that we paid for in the current budget.
Thank you, BC. Many thanks to the Minister Jefferson and honorable members. I also respond on certain things on the specific questions. My name is Godfrey Madulele. I think in terms of the question on this value, the minister indicated the issues around transparency and the I just want to give a pledge on it so that it should be understood. What happened is that when we moved from South African transport services to create Transnet and Transnet, that time it was South African Recommitted Corporation, and the Deputy Minister indicated through the Digital Commission, there were properties that were given to Transnet and those that were given to the organization called Transnet today. So what happened is that you will recall the way that the people who were residing in Soweto in FDR, they were dumped in that area. So government responded by ensuring that there is a MOU between HRCC then and Transnet to provide transport services. So the line is expected, even the properties are still belonging to Transnet. And there is a mandate given by the minister to the new board of Prasa under Dr. Amalete to try to negotiate to move the properties to Prasa. It's not only at line alone, Coca Block. We also have the same situation in Mamelodi where we are extending a line. We have the same situation in Port Elizabeth and Island. So those are the dynamics that were caused by the Digital Commission as the Deputy Minister indicated. In terms of new areas or new lines that we have done, we started with Kailisha Rail Station, those who are aware, and then we moved to Rich City as the minister has indicated in KwaZulu-Natal, and now we are also extending a railway line in Mamelodi, we call it Rail Station. Another way is still in the planning stage. I'm talking about the expectations. And then in terms of the ones that are in the plan, I will start with three cables because Mother Wells, KwaZulu-Natal, we will link with the Kinshasa airport, and train possibly with three cable link with the airport here. And then in Kaupeng, we've got Hamas Kral and the Kwesini. And those are the extensions that we'll try to deal with when we move to the next extension. But the most important thing is that there is a decision to firstly deal with the current network that we talked about, the HTS, that under investment. So those ensure that the railway system comes back to normality. In terms of the rural lines, I think it was responded to that they are owned by Transnet. The they prioritize goods at the moment due to a number of issues that are raised by Minister and the HMDG, and the fact that as we indicated that the social order main system or services is still not funded. So I think those are the only two ones that I wanted to respond. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member. A question was asked about the number of students that are in the Stellenbosch University, and I would like to just comprehensively deal with this question. Starting from the MOU, we have 12 universities that we are supporting under the COD program. And these 12 universities have been grouped into 3 centers of development. And we, and those 3 centers of development are the Eastern Center, the Northern Center, the Southern Center. And we signed MOUs with those 3 centers. But we have now moved away from signing MOUs with centers of development, but with individual universities, so that they can actually cater for what we expect from them to deliver to us in terms of the grants that we are giving. Now, we have a total number of 654 students registered under the COD program, and under the University of Stellenbosch, there are 11 students. However, the greatest number of students that are registered under this program, we find them in the Northwest University, which is a rural university. We've got a way of determining how we support, because most of the students who go to this university, they would come from the rural areas. And I've got a list of how many students are registered under UJ. There are 134, Sunny University, 22, University of EZN 12, University of Northwest 364, University of South Africa 17, Durban Institute of Technology 11, University of Maryland 21, University of Fort Hare 11, University of Stellenbosch, University of Stellenbosch, University of Fort Hare is 11. University of Stellenbosch is 16. I'm sorry about that, okay? Cape Peninsula University, 19. Nelson Mandela University, 10. University of Cape Town, 29. University of Pretoria withdrew from the funding model. And out of that, we've got 40 that are researched under the engineering field. Thanks.
Honorable Chairperson and honorable members, my name is Matawaka Mukunya, the DDG responsible for the 11% public transport. The question was why 11% in public transport, and in the main, if you look at it, the transfers and subsidies on slide 11. But say the answer is immediately thereafter in the next slide, next slide, but also 13 and 15. We are responsible for transfers to municipalities. And I would want to believe, Honorable Chair, that perhaps next time when we come back here, we will bring with us a payment schedule, which will therefore indicate, as the CFO indicated, that this is a program where trade land protection does not necessarily work. We use the same method. But in the end, as you see, the transfer has not happened in the first years, I mean in the first quarter of the municipality. For the reason that the SMDG has indicated, if we had given the municipalities money in June, Treasury would have probably demanded that money back come the end of the financial year of municipalities. That is the simple logic. But I think the debate needs to perhaps be started,
and help with the appropriate debt committee to align the financial years of all the CSO government. I think that should really make us. I know the administrative burden, and I know, I see Marita the way she's looking at me. But that would say, if you look at the P2G which goes to provinces, it is performing well. That is like 30. So, because we started with them from the 1st of April. Now the municipalities, we start with them from the 1st of July, up till June. You will see again, but like I said, payment schedule will speak to it. You will see again how much we and how we then stop in April. But they don't necessarily stop working. They will be clear that enough to see them through to June. I think I just wanted to deal with that particular question in detail. And it is true that what we said to move to provinces in terms of public transport operations grant gets spent almost in its entirety and almost every month or on a quarter basis. That shows what the minister is indicating, that in that space there is just not enough money. Every little cent is spent and still the public transport is still in a state that it is in the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Minister, Mr. Minister, and all the honorable members. My name is Jamie Manuma. I'm the FDA Secretary. I would like to respond to the issue of rail freight from road to rail. I think just for the honorable members to understand that specifically rail freight is the money for public transport, the public enterprise, the service administration on behalf of transport. And granted, there's a huge investment program in relation to how we begin to do what he was expected public enterprise. Shifting the tower from road to rail, which investment program is to the tune of 3.7 billion. Of the particular 3.7 billion, 1 billion is invested particularly on the rail freight element of the state. Secondly, through the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Commission, joins you again the public enterprises to the implementation of the Transnet. We have categorized goods within aggression test to be moved by rail, which we call in our own optimum state. The goods that belong to road to stay on the road for now, those that belong to particular EO, the drive balance and so forth, we then have to issue them to on the rail. But thirdly is the issue that the minister has spoken to, which is the National Transport Master Plan, which we take into the PSCC. We are actually adding the particular plan of the national plan, and we would, the request of the committee, come and update the committee in relation to the plan. But lastly, on the issue of looking into regulating the truck industry, there's a process on the embody one, which is known as the Sustainable Transport Economy Framework. We are now undertaking a consultative process. There is an intensive view that as we regulate certain aspects of the sector, we also need to look into the road industry. As soon as we finalize the consultative process, we need to start as well. We can come to the request of the committee to brief on the outcome of the senior transport committee.
We are satisfied. Okay. Now, where's the problem? The children problem. I've barely like 15 minutes left. I'm told the room is needed at 1 o'clock. There's another six traffic here. What I'll suggest, if honorable members, there is a question that you think the minister should be before she hears you.
yourself straight as quickly as you can, and we'll allow her to respond. But what we'll do, we'll write the DG. Please provide us for information if people need non-financial information and other information that may help the committee. But it's clear that we are going to need further engagement. Maybe when we meet again, we will have to plan much at a sense of time. It's quite clear that the department deals with the RSSP. I know members have been in touch on aviation. So you can see that you can't dispense with the progress just in one morning. So we're going to have to, now that we understand the context in which Russia, our next engagement. So those who have any questions, let's hear you. The minister will respond. The team is completely so that we don't delay whoever wants to come here at one. And then we replan our engagement. When I go shop there, I go back, shake man, take those.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to say, Chairperson, economic development of this country will depend on this department. And I would like you to favor them over everybody and say that with an open door, a relationship between us and themselves. Because I think they also deserve it because they actually account. If you look at their report, they account. And they respected us, and both minister and the team minister and the whole staff coming to the test with it. It's not like they are taking us very seriously, and we should reciprocate what they have done. And I think we must have a very serious discussion with Sweden for them to see that if we do not improve the rate system, there will be no economic growth to talk about.
If there is no planning the whole time, it means to say that it's difficult
to really need in budget according to the challenges of backlog we are having in the roads in the country, in the whole country. So that was the understanding, not that we are in the
thank you, Honorable Chairman. Let me just get the key to the next on the in terms of the election. My concern is the 40 million rand is being raised, which is unfounded mandate. I'm very concerned when you say you move money around. My understanding is that we're not allowed to move money around until October, which is a problem of funding. So I'm just wondering for how you basically do that. What I want to commend is the 344 million that you stated in Tata Airport. I'd like you to just make it on sometimes. You like give us some background as to how you're able to do that. If you can do that, maybe you can move that into other areas, because my view is that consulting generally seems to find the high prices, very high prices, and you can't do it with other companies. So you're able to stay there and do 44 million. Can I just lastly say, or ask, I would imagine that by now municipalities are getting their funding and all
I want to echo the everything expressed by the two members previously. And then two things. One about that 40 million concerns me that the JFO mentioned that 40 million was paid from last year. Now you can expect this year for last year, surely should be recorded in last year's financial. That's the one issue. The other issue I want to talk about quickly is the Robben Island Tunnel. According to my knowledge, there were problems recently with the tunnel. It's a question. Has that been resolved, and are there any measures in place to ensure that some of that problem doesn't happen again here across the Tunnel dysfunction?
Thank you for the question.
Yeah, the Tunnel to Robben Island Tunnel.
that is where the change will be made. But we believe that once we make things or building a new change, building the church, any new change, as well as the training academy, we need to be able to read them some of the old trains that we're having. And that is why you see from time to time the launches or the announcement of a new coach or a very advanced coach. In the Western Cape, in fact, what Plata has done to augment, they have now taken some of the courses that were granted for an abundance of Shishodoka name and just push them up to be able to use them from Wusa into Cape Town. The Shepherdson, I really appreciate the indication that this committee will be our partner. There are key areas that I believe, and we also tell a team from transport to be the committee needs to be our partner on, not necessarily to agree with us, but it is the matter related to the bus accident, especially how we bring in the small bus operators, but also the taxi industry, especially also 69% of the people of Africa. You remember the challenge we had with the people of Molotov, the network, not wanting five foot in the passage. But also the passenger rail network and development, as well as the long distance ones to Shulukame, our road situation, the scholar transport, every day you read newspaper, you hear about the settlement of Tunzel. And the network of the new line, as well as the grand line and the road stop. Thank you very much, Secretary.
Honourable members, I think we should once again thank the Minister, the Minister and the team for having responded so positively. It's high clear that there's a lot we need to do. But Minister, you can be assured of our partnership. You said earlier that our budget can be comments that should be cut or it is important. I think that this stage, honorable member, there is no basis to suggest that they should be cut. I think they need more. But I think it will suffice to say that our role minister is to show that what you have, you should spend. Spend properly on targets, because I know they're not very naive to say, well, not they need more money, say, well, yeah, that's then they are not saying in that program, set that program. So I think DGC is no progress, and I know that for instance some of the things you don't have immediate control because you transfer to agencies. But I think it's important that we make sure if we send money to CASA, the plans are there, Father should spend the money properly. But when we get to trade arrangement, we need more money for this sector, for this department, because part of growing the economy is a job. They must just say, oh yes, but they are, look at that grant. They are not able to spend whatever. But Minister, I think with the word of the Deputy Minister, we can prove on that look that the second quarter is good. We're going to hold it to them. but I think for our committee, we are happy that what we will do, Minister, is that if members have more questions that we couldn't ask because of time, if you can write them down, we will forward them to the Minister's office and to the DG as well, so that they can respond and then incorporate in our body. But so far so good. We're going to continue to watch this presentation. What we normally do, Minister, when we engage on matters of this nature, we do invite the portfolio committee. So they are the people who deal with yourselves and Lord Kessel. So, but apparently they are busy with something else today. So they are busy with that one. But under normal circumstances, we have the portfolio committee as well when we do this today. That we do invite them. Honorable
Chair, I think we didn't tell them that normally we make all midnight visits to this project. Okay, last minute we have been
fine. Yes, one of the things Minister agreed on is that if you tell us a good story,
are trying the same thing, we may want to visit. But sometimes we also visit the restaurants too. It's important that we should. But we think it will help our work when we, the process says, we're putting up the fence, we are now building this, we will visit. The minister doesn't have to be there. We just said that we are visiting class from going to see when they build the fence. It helps with our oversight work. But honorable members, so far we are okay. I can see that nobody shall see we will see you with the second court. Thank you very much.
What is